Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
We've got Reverend Jim Pauley of the Christian Leadership Coalition. And tell me, first of all, Reverend, before we do anything else, what kind of minister are you? What is there a religion that... Now, I know you represent the Christian religion, but what branch of it?
Phil, I'm just a minister, a preacher. We call ourselves Original Word Ministers. Our ministry is comprised of dedicated people. I think you realize now more than ever we need a real experience of God in our lives and in our world. We more than ever, I think, need a sense of spiritualism, and it's what balances us.
And I'd have to agree with that. I attend Catholic Mass with my wife when I can. I'm not an overly religious guy, but I kind of resent the tactics of some people in religion who... I don't mind them talking politics, I guess, and so forth, but there's a fine line between expressing opinion as a preacher, you know, and I guess trying to control the government. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't disagree with you, Phil. I don't disagree with that. The most important work is the work of bringing Jesus Christ, and the word of Jesus is sacrifice and resurrection. That's the most important element, I think, to anything that we bring to the spiritual life of people that we minister to. And I would not disagree when you say you don't like individuals trying to influence the politics of a nation. We don't do that. Our romantic ministry is a ministry that is one-on-one, and we deal with both men and women. And we have gotten an awful lot of flack.
Now, your methods, as you said, they've been controversial, haven't they?
That is true, but I don't think you'll find a place. I don't think you'll find a Hollywood, not a movie set. I don't think you'll find a place where there are bigger egos, Phil, at work. Than in the religious work that we do.
Well, there are a lot of those preachers on TV.
There's a lot of people who have a jealous bone, I think, when it comes to each other to do this work, supposedly ministering to the spiritual needs of their flock, but they're envious, and envy and jealousy are part of the cardinal prohibitions in the Bible. But what I try with all of my heart to do is to minister directly, whether it's a woman or a man, and to break down those barriers which keep people from the word of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but you called it a romantic ministry. Now, you're not having sex with people.
No, sir, no. But I will tell you, no, we do not do that. That is clearly a prohibition in the Bible. But we do not care whether you are a man or a woman. We will come to you, and we will minister the word of Jesus Christ on a level that is beyond where a lot of people say they are willing to go. I don't think if there is a soul in jeopardy, I don't think there's a place I wouldn't go or a thing I wouldn't do as long as it was in keeping with God's self.
All right, but I don't mean to interrupt you, Jim.
Sure.
You are not gay. You're straight?
I'm a heterosexual. That is correct.
You go to gay men, straight women, it doesn't matter, and tell me what this means.
Well, we are involved with them on a level that's physical, but it's not sexual. I'll give you just a small example. I was invited to address about 150 men at a meeting of these were gay men out in the Palm Springs area. It was a golf resort. And for 3 days, we had a remarkable experience with these men, talking with them, ministering the word of Jesus Christ.
Well, are you taking your clothes off?
Sometimes we do, yes. That is correct. And again, let's be clear. We're not having sex.
But you're being romantic with them, right?
Well, what do you mean by romantic?
Well, what is the most physical thing you've done with someone that you're talking religion about with? Excuse me, but I don't know how to.
Well, I've rubbed another man with lotion.
Are you clothed?
At that time, no.
I got to tell you, I can imagine this is hitting the ears of a lot of people. As
I know it's very unorthodox, but again, I'm not here, and the Bible tells us we are not here for man. I do render to man what man must be served, but I render to God, and whatever I can do, whoever I can talk to, both men and women equally.
And you now, why were these guys with their clothes off?
We were in a spa in a jacuzzi, and there or sometimes there'll be a steam room.
And these are gay men?
That is correct.
Do they know that you are a preacher?
No, they do not, and I'll tell you why. I try to come in as unobtrusively as I can. You know as well as I do, Phil, that when you start to, as they say, Bible bang or Bible thump, people will turn you off immediately. I try to come into a situation as a man who is illuminated to some level by the word of God and the word of Jesus Christ.
But you're talking religion to these guys. The guy that you were rubbing lotion on, what was the context, if you don't mind me asking?
We were laying in the sun, and we were having just laying in the sun and talking. And he was a gay man, and that is something that comes naturally to men who are sexually intimate with each other. And I applied a little sun lotion to his back, and as I did, I talked about Jesus to him.
Were you clothed at the time?
No, we were not.
All right, so you're not having sex.
No, I am not. I want to be very clear about that. I do not have sex with men or women out of wedlock. I'm very happily married and have been, Phil, for 15 years. But I will be romantically involved with both men and women if it serves God.
And all right, now let's talk about the women. You don't have sex with the women, obviously.
Well, because a lot of them are in our ministry, a lot of them are in our congregation. I do not want to certainly have them violate their wedding vows. I know many of their husbands. And that makes it a little bit easier if I am ministering to a female member of our congregation.
Well, what are you doing with a woman? You're not having sex with her.
Well, there'll be hugging. There is good, genuine, loving hugging. Sometimes there is some kissing, but there is never any sex.
And you're kissing a woman on the mouth?
On the mouth, yes, I am. But again, Jesus said, spread the gospel and go where others will not go.
And if a husband were to walk in on you with his wife as you're embracing her and maybe even kissing her?
I've had that happen.
You have?
Yes, and I explain to them what I am doing, and the men, 9 times out of 10, are very understanding and will leave the room very quietly.
And allow you to get back to what you were doing?
That is correct, yeah. It's very unorthodox, but again, I'm not about being on TV and making all kinds of claims. I'm about spreading the word of God in whatever way I can.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking to Reverend Jim Pauley, who has what he calls, he's an original word minister, and I'm going to get into him what that means. He has what's called a romantic ministry, where he religiously ministers to people, spreading the word of Jesus in what is called a romantic way. Not sex, but there is some hugging, there's kissing, and there is nudity.
And I went to just follow up a little bit, if I could, Phil.
Yeah.
I went through the Bible, and I wanted to be very clear on this. I went through the Bible backwards and forwards to find out, is there anything wrong with just being with someone in a romantic way, but not...
Are you not tempting them, though? If you're with a gay man, and he's naked, and you're naked, and you're rubbing lotion on him, and what are you, you're talking the gospel?
I'm talking life, and I'm giving examples from the Bible, but I don't say, I am a Christian minister, and I am here to save you.
Are you one of these ministers that's looking to change gay guys to straight?
I don't believe you can do that, Phil. No, I'm very much different from that.
So you're really very liberal, aren't you?
I don't like that word. I think that has negative connotations, but I'm someone who is open. I'm accepting. I don't know what you want to call that, but I'll tell you what, it feels good to me to be able to accept anybody at any time.
All right, but you're naked with a gay man. Is that not tempting him?
Not when you are speaking the word of God. Not when you are giving to him the healing message of the gospel. No, no man is going to be sexually tempted.
Even though you're both naked and you're rubbing lotion on his back?
Even though we were in a jacuzzi together. And at one point during the weekend, I will tell you this, one of the guys had a couple of movies, and you can imagine what those were.
Was it pornography?
It was, yes. And we were watching it. But even while we're watching it, I'm able to insert the Word of God into their conversation so that they are never far from the gospel.
And are you clothed at these? See, I don't...
I think at that time we didn't have any clothes on either, yeah.
So how many guys were in the room?
There were probably about 5 or 6 men.
5 gay men, including yourself, all naked, watching gay porn.
You laugh.
Well, I don't mean to laugh. I don't know whether I want to laugh or cry. It sounds like, are you leading these men into some kind of a temptation situation?
No, as I said, by the virtue of the Word of God, you are not, no.
All right, Jim Pauley, a reverend, a minister with the Original Word Ministries, about romantic... the romantic ministry. 1-800-449-8686. Angie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yes. First of all, I think this Reverend Jim, he has everything misconstrued. I mean, honestly, first of all, the Bible talks very clearly that we have to be pure. We should not fall into temptation. He is tempting these gay men. He's not being real because I feel...
Not as long as I have the Word of God on my lips,
no,
Angie.
I'm
speaking the Word of God, the Gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm not tempting anyone.
Right now.
I can
rub lotion on a man. If I want to speak the Word of God, I am not going to put myself in a situation with a married man. I am totally sorry. I don't care how lost this man is.
Well, let me jump in,
yes.
Angie. I want to ask you, Reverend. Are you tempted? Because I think what Angie's saying, it may tempt you.
No, I am not. Not as long as I have the gospel of Jesus Christ as my weapon, as my sword.
Have a wife at home. How
yes,
could you be
of course.
Teaching other women?
I am
that
not
is
being sexual. I am not being sexual. You didn't hear me, Angie.
I'm sorry. You read the Bible? Have
yes,
you read the Bible?
Of course
the Bible
I have.
Says you must be pure.
I've read a lot of parts of it.
I'm sorry?
I have read I've read most of the Bible, and I have never said anything in there.
Read the Bible about four times, and you're going to capture parts that you didn't read the first time.
You don't have to read the Bible four times. I've read the important parts. And the
part.
What do you mean the important parts?
The New Testament, and that is the New Covenant, Jesus Christ.
Exactly. You know what? I agree with you 100%
yes. Now,
Angie,
can I tell you?
But when it comes to misleading people, like women, let's just say, fine, what you were saying before.
Yes.
You're in a room while she, a married woman, you're in a room alone with her.
That's correct.
And then all of a sudden you end up kissing her. I'm sorry, a kiss. It's not just a kiss.
But I'm kissing. That is if you want Angie a comparison, that is the kiss of Jesus. That is the kiss of God.
Spare me. You are taking the Bible and you are blaspheming
question.
The Bible.
Yeah, a question for you, Reverend. How far does this kissing and making out go?
It is never sexual, Phil. There's some fondling, and there is a.
Well, isn't fondling sexual?
No, it is not. No, sex is. You know. Well, what? I'm trying to say to the lady who's calling, and I understand your concerns, Angie. I really do. But if I were ministering to you, it would be warm. It would feel good.
Would you be kissing her on the lips?
If that's what she so wanted, yes.
I'll tell you something. If my husband caught me doing that, I would expect him to dump me. And
no.
Just because the Bible says it specifically, God hates infidelity.
Yes, but that's not infidelity. That does not
that
involve
the fact
you
are misconstruing the Bible. You are changing, you're twisting the words, and that is a sin. You should not twist the words.
It does not involve the sexual act.
I'm sorry, Reverend.
Yes.
What church do you go,
Original Word minister. Original Word means that we stand for the essence, the original word of Jesus Christ. We are not interested in the Old Testament, the Old Covenant. We are interested in the original word of Jesus Christ.
My question is, what type of church do you go to?
It's a Christian church. It's a Christian church.
You know what? That's embarrassing to the Christians.
Are you fondling, if you're with Angie here, you're fondling her?
There's a little bit of fondling, whatever, there's no sex. But
well, what do you mean by
a feel-up?
You sound like Clinton. I'm sorry to say.
No, because Bill Clinton was I'll squeeze your rear end if that's what you want. But I'm saying Bill Clinton...
See, that, to me, that's sex, dude.
No, it is not.
Why isn't that sex?
That is not the sexual act. We know what sex is. It is the act of creating the act of procreation.
You mean to tell me fondling and kissing someone is not sex?
You're touching her breasts and her rear end.
First of all, I'm not doing that unless the lady approves. But
Reverend, or whatever you're calling yourself, I think you really need to read the Bible very specifically, verse by verse, and don't jump verses.
God bless you. God bless you, Angie. And remember,
God bless you more because you are misconstruing and you are telling people out there in the public what the Bible is saying, and what the Bible says is not what you're saying.
There is nothing wrong with feeling a woman up if you do it in the name of God.
No. God tells you to feel a woman up when you're married, not when you're not married to her, and especially if she's married.
Good points, Angie. 1-800-449-8686. Got to take a break here. You can hear that's a very controversial ministry. Reverend Jim Pauley is what he calls a romantic minister. He is an original word minister. He believes there's nothing wrong with being romantically involved with someone you're ministering the gospel to, so long as there isn't sex. But he's been involved in sitting naked with gay men watching porn. He has rubbed lotion on guys' backs. you heard what he was talking to that lady about. It's unorthodox. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, going straight to the hot place. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I'm with Reverend Jim Pauley of the Original Word Ministry. Reverend Pauley has what he calls a romantic ministry. You are involved romantically with people in spreading the word of Jesus Christ, but you are not sexual with them. Now, you heard of a lot of the callers.
I did hear them, Phil. And
you heard, but you can hear people have got a real preconceived notion about what sex is and what sex isn't. Now, you... I could almost see if you're naked with people.
All right.
And I could almost see that, you know, that's cool. I mean, that doesn't have to be sex. But when you are, like, kissing and hugging, and you said even fondling, do you do that with the men?
Phil, if I could answer your question the best way that I know how, it would be this. I was called to preach the Word of God. And I have seen so much hypocrisy in the ministries that have been prevalent in our country, internationally, in the word in the Christian faith, that the word has gotten lost. And are we really speaking directly to the people that we most need to speak to? I don't think so. People relate on a physical level far better than they do on an intellectual level, or even in just mere conversation. If I can get through to someone, and I'm not having sex with this person, I want that to be very clear.
Well, so you do not consider grabbing a woman's rear end or her breasts?
I'm not grabbing anything, Phil.
All right, so even with her permission, sex?
I do not. That is not the sex act.
And what about oral sex?
I don't do that, but I think that if that is something that is going to bring them closer to God through me...
You mean you do not perform oral sex, but they do on you?
That is correct, yes. Sometimes, yes.
Even the men?
That is correct.
All right, now that's gay sex, isn't it?
Phil, no, it is not. I'm a heterosexual man.
No, wait a minute, wait. Say that's, not only is that sex, but that's gay sex. Isn't the Bible against that?
Phil, no, it is not against that. And let me say this before you start jumping all over me. That's not sex. And I don't worry about whether a man is gay or straight. I don't have that prejudice. And that is what has been hanging the Christian church up for the longest time. Prejudice against gay men. And
so you will receive oral sex from another guy as you preach the gospel of Christ?
If that's the best way that I can relate to him, yes. As a matter of fact, I can tell you instances where someone has been performing that on me, and I am reading the Gospel of Matthew, too.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Anthony, go ahead.
Hi, I wanted to speak to Mr. Pauley. Mr. Pauley, I don't know what God you serve. I don't know what your belief, but...
The one true God.
But I hope it's not my God and my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So if you will please do me that favor... Do me that favor and not mention his name.
Well,
Let me speak. I believe in Jesus Christ and the healing word. Let the gentleman talk.
Okay. I just want to say that the healing word of Jesus Christ.
Well, thank you very much for your comments. You had your time. Now let me speak.
Okay.
You mentioned earlier that you read the Word of God. Have you read in the book of Ephesians when Paul mentioned that let every man have his own wife and let every wife have her own husband?
Of course. Ephesians, by the way, was not written by Paul.
Apparently you have it.
Ephesians
apparently
was written by disciples. Of course. That has nothing to do with sex in there.
Hey, Mr. Politic, listen to this. Also in the book of Proverbs, if I'm not mistaken, the great king,
Proverbs,
the great wise king Solomon said, let every man's wife, let her breath satisfy you.
All right, let me jump in here. I got to talk. What this young man is pointing out specific verses from the Bible about marriage.
He is talking about marriage, and that is about sex. We do not have sex.
It doesn't matter.
Okay,
don't,
a wife.
Try to
and Ephesians
the will
was written by. It was not even written by Paul. It was written by his disciples.
Oh.
All right.
All right. I tell you what, Anthony. Hold on, pal. We'll get right back to you. And hold on, Reverend Jim Pauley, and his romantic ministry, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Excuse me, Reverend Jim Pauley from the Original Word Ministries with us, his romantic ministry. You just said, and I want to get back to Anthony who's hanging on the line here. As a matter of fact, let me just pop Anthony back on here. Anthony there?
Yes,
okay,
I'm here.
You just said that oral sex is involved in your ministering?
No, that's not exactly right, Phil. The act, but not the ultimate consummation. See, you're getting me off track, and this young man's gotten us off track. There's no sex involved.
Well, you just
there
said
is sex involved.
No.
If you're letting guys give you perform oral sex to you, is that not sex?
No, that's not, because you don't. How do they say it? Get your cookies.
You don't
get your cookies.
You know what? You'll say, you know, let me ask you a question.
Both of you gentlemen, married? I think, have taken this and you have twisted it. By the traditional view, the traditional Christian view twists what I do, because the traditional Christian view is that certain people cannot be ministered to. Certain people are beyond the reach of God's word. Can you believe that has happened?
You're trying to reach your sexual peak, or I don't know what you're trying to do, but I believe you're receiving satisfaction out of this by using religion. And
Anthony,
are you
a minister?
No, I'm not a minister, but I'm heavily into church.
Though. I hope that you can understand the joy. Can you imagine the wonderful joy? I'm sitting in a room with 35 men who don't have
flesh.
No,
Bible,
sir, I'm not. I'm in a room with 35
says
men.
He that walks after the flesh is of the flesh, and he that walks after the spirit is of the spirit.
Why? Just because they don't have their clothes
you
on
are not
or of the flesh?
The spirit. You are satisfying your flesh. That's all you're doing.
So you don't claim that thank you very much, Anthony, for your call. You don't claim that this is sexual.
Phil, it is not sexual. When I can get great joy out of sitting in a room out in Palm Springs, I'm sitting in a large veranda living room with 30 men who are not wearing clothes, and some are rubbing oil on each other, some are doing their hair, and I've got the Word with me, the Word of God.
And you're naked, too.
I have to be naked. Otherwise, they're not going to trust me. They're going to think that I'm some kind of a preacher. No, I've got to take my clothes off so they'll trust me, so they're comfortable with me. And then, when they least expect it, boom, I hit them with Jesus. So, yeah, I'm naked. And I'm rubbing oil on them, whatever it takes.
And you're in the steam room nude?
Yeah. You know, try not to be so judgmental. That would be my suggestion.
All right, let me go to Ruth. Ruth, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead, Ruth.
Okay, I'm talking to this minister.
Yes, hello, Ruth. This is Reverend Pauley.
Reverend Pauley.
Yes.
This suspiciously sounds like a cult or some kind of commune to me. Is that right?
No, it is not.
Okay,
I'm not
so
asking anybody to live with anybody. I'm not asking anyone to do anything. I'm asking simply to believe in the Word of Jesus Christ.
Okay, I was told that you started this church by yourself. How did you get this calling?
I did not start this church by myself. Original Word Ministries have been around for the last probably 23, 24 years.
Oh, well, God just came to you and said, hey, I want you to sit around in a room with naked men.
No, God came to me and said,
let them perform oral sex
on
you and bring them closer to me.
No, they're not performing oral sex on me. No.
You You just said they were before.
Just because they're beginning the act doesn't mean it's the act.
So are they doing it or are they not?
Not to the end, not to the finish.
So that's not sex then?
No, it is not. And to answer Ruth's question, I'll tell you when I got the calling. I got the calling when I was in the Army, and I almost died from a munitions accident at Fort Bragg. And it was at that time that I began to read the Bible, and I got the calling to become a minister of God's Word. And I tried to come up in my mind with what we were not doing as ministers. And this was it. You want to talk to the gay people? You got to go where they are. You got to take your clothes off, sit down, oiled up. You want to talk to a woman who's
a sex addict? Why do you think it only has to be gay people or naked people?
I spoon these gentlemen. You know, we'll lay there spooning.
Spooning?
That's correct, yes. Now, if Ruth, for instance, is a woman who is unhappy and she relates better with a man who is feeling, you know, her breasts or whatever, I will do that. Whatever it's going to get God's word out to Ruth.
I cannot believe anybody would go to you and think that this is going to bring them closer to God.
Why not?
Would you give me the passage out of the Bible where God says this?
Can you tell me where he says not to? That's the bigger question.
Oh,
you see, God says don't cleave unto another man's wife, and the Bible does say don't have impertinent relations with another man's wife. I'm not doing that.
But if a man walks in on you, like if Ruth was married and you're making out with Ruth and her husband walks in, what is he going to think?
What he's thinking is wrong. He's going to think that I'm trying to have sex with his wife, but I explain it to them.
That's exactly what I would think,
and then they leave the room and they close the door behind them.
So you're going to sit there with Ruth and feel her breasts?
Yes.
No, he's not.
Well,
I guarantee you he's not. And I can't believe anybody would think and let him do this stuff. This is sick.
Ruth, do you think letting a man suck your toes is sex?
In a way, I let men do that to me all the time.
I let men do that to me all the time.
I'm thinking if something stimulates me, that probably is sex. Yeah.
That is stimulating to me. You believe this? A man paid me $25 about 2 months ago to sit on his feet.
I thought you were doing this for God.
Yeah.
I thought you were doing this for God. Why are you taking $25 from that man?
Oh, we don't take donations for the church? Whoops, got you on that one, didn't we, Ruth?
You slipped on that one, Ruth. No.
That is a donation for our church.
A donation for your church. The guy gave you $25. Thank you, Ruth, for your call. To sit on his feet.
That's right. And that money, Phil, went to our building fund for our new youth hut, which will be starting in the construction this September.
What's the kick?
Well, I had to be nude.
So you're nude sitting on his bare feet.
That's right. You call that sex? Mister, I feel sorry for you.
All right, here's Jane. Jane, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Jane, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, I am just astounded by this whole conversation. I happened just to pick up and listen to the radio a few minutes ago, and I just can't believe that it sounds like to me, sir, that your belief in God and Jesus Christ, you are rationalizing your sexual behavior.
No, that's your interpretation through your own filter. Because you're probably thinking, if that were me, this is what I would be doing. But you're not me. I can sit.
You know what? I've been involved with people like you. I've seen people like you. And I really feel badly for you because you are so far away from God and Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ didn't sit around with nude men. Anywhere in the Bible does it talk about it.
Excuse me. He walked this earth for 3 years with 12 other men. And at one time or another, they had to have had their clothes off while they were bathing. While they were eating, or just
is
relaxing.
Is that what you're doing? Are you
just
eating
relaxing?
And bathing with these people and sharing the Word of Christ while you're eating and bathing?
Of course. When do you ever stop reading the Word of God to people? And you
why does sex have to be in the middle of this?
That's where people live, Jane. That's where people live in our society.
That's
and I believe in going right to where... The biggest industry in America today is the pornography industry. The biggest grossing movie in the history of the movies was Deep Throat.
Of course it is. It is the saddest.
And
it is the saddest.
You're not going to convert
people. Pathetic.
When I got a man sucking on my toes...
Oh, my God.
And I'm reading the Bible.
And you're reading the Bible. You are rationalizing your behavior unbelievably. I'm astounded.
Well, what do you do? How would you preach to someone?
I would talk to them about praying to God.
Wow, exciting.
Bible. You know
Boy,
what?
You're a real
talking to them
party.
About what their purpose in life is. Why are they here to feel the fullness of joy? And you don't do
well,
that when you're
ding.
Living in the scum
well,
with
know,
everybody else.
You're boring, Jane. You're boring. You're boring everyone.
Good. You know what? And you know what? Jesus Christ was probably totally boring.
Can I ask
he was
you a
from
question?
A little
no, no,
nothing
he's not.
Town.
Not when I am out there. A 65-year-old man paid me $50 to lay on his lap naked. And I was
you
able
know,
to read.
Listen to you. You are taking money to build a youth hut. I pray that you're not showing these youth what you're doing. This is the most tragic. Their lives will end
no.
up in hell like yours is going to. I feel badly for you. You're already
you know what,
so
I,
mixed up.
Phil, I told you there are a lot of egos involved in the Christian ministry, and I think Jane's
right.
ego. I think Jane's
right.
ego is shown a little bit here. Jane,
I'm not pretending to be a minister, sir. I'm just, you know what, I work.
Jane, let me ask you, if it
I
could get you to heaven.
I teach Sunday school on Sundays.
All right.
And you know what, we teach the Word of God.
If it could get you to heaven. If it could get you to heaven. Would you lay naked in my lap?
If it could get her to heaven, what?
If it
could get Jane to heaven, would you do the splits over
heaven,
an egg?
My idea of heaven, sir, and your idea of heaven...
Can I ask you a question seriously? If it would save your everlasting soul, would you do the splits over me nude?
What kind of a question is that, man?
You know what?
No.
You are literally... You are so
no,
beyond...
Asked,
you really are out of touch with how good... honest, integrous people feel. You are so beyond because your mind is on sex constantly.
No, because that's where America's mind is. The largest
Well, that's the saddest part about it because people like you are proliferating it. There are good,
what
honest, great people that don't send... The people I work with don't talk about sex all day, sir.
Jane.
They're honest, integrous,
of course they don't
good
because
family
it's frowned
people.
Upon. It's frowned upon, Jane. But in their homes, you know that the pornography rental business went through the roof as soon as the family DVD store came to your neighborhood?
And do you, you want to
know why?
Reverend?
Because we suppress it. A naked ride in my lap is like an express bus to heaven.
Oh,
let me ask
oh
you something.
Oh, my gosh. You have got a horrible sexual...
What, are you saying...
No, I want to ask this lady.
And you're justifying your behavior. It's
if it got you to heaven quicker, would you let me spank you with a cricket mallet?
What on earth does that have to do with heaven?
See, she doesn't get it.
Well, I don't get it either.
You know what?
If
you don't get
her,
it, pal. You are so sad.
Sad?
You know, I'm sitting here... You know, before
you
I got on
what?
The phone with you,
you
I kept saying, Heavenly Father, help me.
And you are sitting at the right hand of God.
Pardon
you
me?
Are sitting at the right hand of God if you let me take my hand and just clap it right across the cheeks of your rear end.
You know what? You don't deserve
you know,
to be on public TV.
Yeah,
you know what? You're as pornography-oriented. You are sick.
It's really sick, man.
What's sick about it? In other words, sending Jane to heaven is sick.
Sending Jane to heaven.
Why don't we talk about God and Jesus Christ? Why don't we talk about God and Jesus Christ?
How do you know that Jane's
going
to get to heaven?
What does it have to do with sex?
Jesus Christ walked the earth for 3 years with 12 naked men. Now, what do you mean naked?
Well,
they had to nude up occasionally.
All right, look, I got
to
take a break. I got to take a break. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. God's favorite radio show. One 800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
That's what they said to me too.
Well, sex to you is another guy sucking on your toes. That's not sex. Another guy beginning the act of oral sex. That's not sex. Spanking a woman, playing with her, fondling her.
Phil, do you know how you got here?
Yeah, my mother gave birth to me.
That's a good start. But how did it all start? It started with your father and mother getting together. And doing something called sex. I don't do that.
But what about all the other stuff?
It's all the other stuff. Are you really violating another woman or violating her bands of matrimony when you clap your hand across her rear end on a, very good-naturedly and you're reading the Word of Jesus? And I can't think of a time where there you are more in touch with someone when a woman is laying across your lap and your left hand comes down almost like the hand of God, and just bang, slap. You know that crack that you hear?
All right, okay.
But you know what I'm
saying? Yeah, I understand. Here is Kim. Go ahead, Kim.
Yeah, I'm sitting here listening to this conversation. I can't believe how extreme it's gotten, and I have to even wonder if this is staged, because...
Is this... I got to ask you, Reverend, is this some kind of a joke?
Well, Phil, I'll tell you this much. If you think it's a joke, that we are able to bring into our ministry drug addicts. We are able to heal prostitutes. We are able to heal people who are sick of the soul. If you think that's a joke, I'll take all the laughs in the world. I'm here for one reason only, and that's to heal the souls of men and women.
May I ask a question then?
Yes, certainly.
Do you have any kind of credentials in counseling or anything in ethics?
Counseling? I'm a minister of the Word of God. I don't have a lot of that newfangled psychology and everything.
So you don't quite understand the dynamics of a human being.
Jesus told us that the truth, you will know the truth.
Okay,
you will know the truth. A tree is known by its fruit.
Okay, I need to point this out to you then.
Fruits. Considering the guys that I hang out with in Palm Springs, I made the joke. I said a tree is known, with you guys standing around, a tree is known by its fruits. Because they're all fruits, you know.
I need to ask you to be quiet for a moment so I can make my point.
But did you get the joke? Did you get the joke that I was...
Yeah, okay, Reverend. Tell you what, Kim, we're going to take one more break. You'll be right back, Kim. Okay, hang on. 1-800-449, a tree is known by its fruits. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Born again. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Right, now that's interesting. Tell me that. I'm going to get Kim back on the line. Last year what?
Last year, Phil, we were able to bring into our ministry, to minister the word of Jesus Christ, and to turn away from the life of prostitution, 31 young women from the streets of Charleston, South Carolina, and Columbia, South Carolina. Now, I would ask Kim, is that a bad thing?
I'm not going to fall into a trap.
Okay, see, she doesn't want to go there. And
did you do that by what, spanking them? And
please, you need to stop talking and stop defending yourself and let me make a point. Is that what you are doing is abusive. You are putting yourself, you are a power person because you are putting yourself off as a minister. And you are attracting people who have allowed themselves to be abused and they are putting themselves back into that position.
Abuse?
What I would like to say is this. If anybody has come across you, I believe that there is legal ramifications for what you are doing, and you need to stop your behavior.
Okay, you know what? Why don't you, go back and watch a little more Perry Mason, get kind of brushed up on your law, and you come back and talk to me, okay? I think Matlock is still on in reruns.
I would really encourage anybody who has been abused by you to take some legal precautions and seek legal advice.
You say getting a good spanking's abuse? Well, they leave, and they got a smile on their face, they've been abused. Let me tell you, Kim, the beaver...
what I want to say, and...
Kim, the beaver trail leads to God's country.
The beaver trail what?
Leads to God's country. What's that, Kim? I can't hear. You're fading out, because I don't think God likes what you're saying, so I think he's messing with your cell phone. Kim? Yeah, see, God hates her. Because right when she was going to call me a piece of garbage... that happened.
Yeah. Thanks, Reverend.
God bless you.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.